And now, dear children, here comes story time. And today's story is all about a very kind and pious Jew. His name was Reb Avraham. Reb Avraham was known to be kind and so very generous. Whenever a poor person would come to him, he would greet him so warmly, give him tzedakah with an open hand. Though Reb Avraham wasn't the richest man in town at all, in fact, he worked hard to earn a living. Yet, he always put aside tzedakah for the poor and needy. He realized that through giving tzedakah, Hashem will bless him with prosperity, good health, and long life to enjoy it. One day, a great rabbi came to town. Reb Avraham was the first one to welcome the guest and invited him into his house. Yes, Reb Avraham was so thrilled to be able to have the great mitzvah of Hachnosas Orchim, the good deed of welcoming guests into your house. Reb Avraham set aside a quiet and comfortable room for the Rebbe and instructed the cook to prepare a delicious meal for the special guest. The Rebbe spent a few days at Reb Avraham's house. And before leaving, the Rebbe asked Avraham, is there anything he would like to be blessed with? Reb Avraham thought for a while and then said, Rebbe, if you would bless me with riches, I would be able to give so much more tzedakah, more than ever before. There was a moment of silence. Then, with a twinkle in his eyes, the Rebbe smiled and said, Reb Avraham, I must warn you, beware, for the tests and trials of being rich are so very difficult to overcome. If you know how to use your wealth, then your riches will be a bracha, a blessing. But, on the other hand, if you permit the riches to change your nature, you may become selfish, keep it all for yourself, and then your riches will turn against you. You will become a miser, something that is so awful, both in the eyes of Hashem and in the eyes of your fellow man. Upon hearing this, Reb Avraham looked up to the Rebbe and said, Don't worry, Rebbe. Don't worry. You will bless me with riches, and I will know exactly what to do with it. Very well, said the Rebbe. Very well. The Rebbe blessed Avraham with riches. And before bidding farewell, he said to Reb Avraham, Remember, use your riches wisely. By doing this, Hashem will surely bless you with even more riches. It didn't take long, and Reb Avraham noticed how his business began to prosper, getting better and better from day to day. And this meant, of course, he had to spend more time at his office, for till now, he always managed to be in shul early every morning for shachris, for the morning prayer. And then, in the middle of the day, he would close his shop and go to daven mincha, the afternoon prayers. And again, towards the evening, he would come early to shul and take part in learning Ayin Yaakov and Mishnayos with the rabbi of the shul. However, things have changed. Avraham no longer was able to get up so early in the morning, for he went to sleep so very late the night before. He was taking care of his growing business. Again, how could he stop in the middle of the day to daven mincha in shul? He just had no time for that. He would daven alone in his office. Then, when the evening hours approached, he just had no strength to go to shul to learn Torah. Instead, he would just dash into shul just a few minutes before time to daven Maariv, the evening services. And this, too, was done in a hurry. After all, he needs more time to take care of his flourishing business. And alas, lo and behold, just like the Rebbe said, "Beware, Reb Avraham, beware. The riches may change your nature." Yes, dear children, Avraham was a changed man. Now when the doorbell rang and a poor person asked for tzedakah, Reb Avraham was too busy to go down himself as he used to and answer the doorbell in person. Instead, he would send one of the maids. And sad to say, there were times when the maid would scold the poor and hungry beggar and ask him to come back another time, for she was too busy to attend to him. And when the beggar would return, he would only get a few coins, not as much as Reb Avraham usually would give. Sooner or later, the word got around, and the poor people just stopped coming to Avraham's house, for it just wasn't worth the trip for just a few coins. A year had passed, and Reb Avraham's business kept on growing and prospering. Yes, he was getting richer, more wealthy, but on the other hand, Reb Avraham was no longer the same kind person. He hardly had any more friends. They found him to be so selfish and so self-centered. Yes, the good and kind Reb Avraham was now a stingy miser. And as the Rebbe warned him, the riches has turned against him, for he failed to know how to use his riches properly, and it was no longer a blessing. One day, there was a knocking at the door, and to his surprise, it was the Rebbe who visited him a year ago. Reb Avraham called out, "Oh, do come in, my dear Rabbi. Please come in and make yourself comfortable." The Rebbe entered, and with a strange look on his face, he said, "Reb Avraham, is it true what I've heard about you? Is it true?" "What do you mean, Rebbe? What do you mean?" "Well, last time when I arrived in town, the people led me to your house. They said that you are a big Baal Tzedakah and Machnis Oreach. You love to give tzedakah, and you love to invite guests into your home. But that was last year. This time when I arrived in town and asked the townspeople to lead me to your house, they laughed at me and said, 'Oh, Rabbi, don't go to Reb Avraham's house. Stay away from him. He's a miser. He's so selfish. It would be foolish to waste your time at his house. Go find another place where to stay.' I just couldn't believe it," continued the Rebbe. "Aren't you the same good-hearted and kind Reb Avraham I remember? What happened to you? Is this what the riches did to you? Oh, I warned you. If you know how to use your money, that is, not to be selfish. Instead, to share it with the poor and needy. Support those who spend their days in learning Torah. Share it with the orphans and the widows. To cure the sick, and so on. By doing this, Hashem will continue to bless you, that your riches will bring you happiness and contentment. However, if you fail to share your fortunes with others, then all your riches will turn against you. And as the townspeople told me, you have become selfish. You have become a miser. You are no longer interested in helping others. You're only out to help yourself." Saying this, the Rebbe walked over to a large mirror on the wall and said to Avraham, "Avraham, this mirror is made out of glass, just like the one in the windows. Yet, there's such a big difference when you look through a window or when you look at a mirror. For when you look through the window, you can see another person. However, when you look at the mirror, all you see is yourself." Saying this, the Rebbe asked Reb Avraham to look through the window. "What do you see, Avraham? Tell me." Avraham looked through the window and said, "Why, I see Beryl, the water carrier, Getzel, the woodchopper, and Feivel, the cobbler."
"Yes, Avraham,
they are poor people. They are struggling so hard to make a living. They need help. They're hungry, and they have no one to turn to. Yes, now through this window you can see them." Then the Rebbe said to Avraham, "Come, now look into the mirror. Tell me, what do you see?" Avraham looked at the mirror and said, "Why, Rebbe, all I see is myself."
"Yes," said the Rebbe,
"now all you see is yourself, and the reason is quite simple. You see, Avraham, before you were blessed with riches, you were able to see your fellow men. You felt along with them and helped them. But now that you have been coated with silver, just like a mirror that is coated with silver, all you see is yourself. The silver prevented you from seeing your fellow men. All you can see is yourself." Upon hearing these sincere words from the Rebbe, Reb Avraham began to cry and said, Rebbe, please help me. What can I do to correct this?" "Well, Avraham, at first I'd like you to become the Reb Avraham I remember a year ago. The Reb Avraham that got up early in the morning to go to shul to daven, who left his work in the middle of the day to daven mincha. Yes, the good Reb Avraham who used to come early to shul in the evening to take part in learning Torah before davening Maariv. The good and kind-hearted Avraham who used to welcome the poor people into his home and with a smile on his face, give tzedakah with an open hand. You see, Avraham, it's never too late to do better. Return to your noble deeds. And upon seeing this, Hashem will help you return to Him with a cleansed heart and a purified soul." Reb Avraham took the advice from the Rebbe in doing teshuvah, and it didn't take long. Reb Avraham was once again known as the good and kind-hearted person he used to be. Yes, dear children, every time Reb Avraham would look at the mirror, he would remind himself of the fascinating lesson he had learned from his Rebbe, for it was this lesson that helped him to do teshuvah, to return to Hashem with all his heart and with all his soul. And of course, Reb Avraham now gave tzedakah more than ever before.